send out on the sheet, or is it the same group thing?
For new persons? Okay, so let's get the, you know, if you could, instead of doing the whole thing all over again, since you did such a magnificent job the first time around, if we could just get, you know, whatever the changes are, you know, then I'll use the same, okay. So we'll update that, we'll start our meetings again, just in terms of a commercial note. This Sunday I won't be here, so this coming week will be the regular year on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Okay, and then hopefully next week we'll start the regular schedule back. Okay, so we were kind of in the middle of the topic. It seems like there's not such a changeover, so that's okay. The goal going forward is that we're going to catch up to the other topics in the first paragraph. So I'm just going to give you a couple of marmacomos. But in terms of today, we're going to continue with, or, you know, we're going to just expand a little bit our discussion of the Rambam regarding Edim Misira Ikar, which I think is where we left off last time. So in terms of the marmacomos for today, those were given out, right? Yud Ches, Somed Beis, right? I'm looking at Yonatan who takes the lead in this. And the Rambam's in Malva Belova and in Gerushin. So I'm assuming everybody is up to date with that. We're going to start with that in just a minute. If there's some things that you didn't do, just to add, I'm not sure. I think I did put it on the original Marmakomos. But if not, just to fill it out a little bit more, you know, the you know, Rambam's Hilchos Malvavo, I think I gave you in Perek Chav Zayin, Perek Yud Aleph, to compare also to Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Dalid, Halacha Beis and Gimel, Tezvav and Yud Zayin. I don't know if I mentioned the Rajba, you should see also on Samach Dalid Omer Aleph, Dibra Maskel Ule Inyan Get Mekura, connected with the Rambam in Perek Dalid. And with regard to Edim She'enim Yecholim Lachtom, I think I gave you that, I'm not sure. Yud Tesamid Aleph to Yud Tesamid Beis? No? Did not. So I'm going to talk about that just for a minute. 5 minutes, probably. on Yerz Hashem, on Monday. So that's Yud Tesamid Aleph to Yud Tesamid Beis. The Gemara about Edim She'enim Yecholim Lachtom. And the Psak of the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Gimel. And the Rajba on that sugya, it's also quoted by the Magid Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah, Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Gimel, and the Rambam Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Bav, also in Malva Belova. Okay, so that's how I want to finish up. I'll explain what I'm going to do with it in a minute. And then we want to start capturing very, very quickly some of the issues that we weren't able to do the first in the first month, but those, again, to try to do them quickly, so just so I think we'll just do it chronologically, starting off with the first tosis about the language of get and the tsura of a get. We'll speak about that very briefly. That's tosis beis amud aleph and the shilta giborim. If you want to look up at Shulchan Aruch also, like are the special tikkunim of a get, you know, and what are the implications of that, but very, very briefly. Then the tosis about Eretz Yisrael on beis amud aleph. The big Tosis. The Tosis talks about Akko and the Chidush HaRamban in the Hashmatos. You can look at the Ramban, the regular, but the Chidush of the Ramban is in the Hashmatos of the Ramban, and also the 2 days in the Ritva, or Ben Ukreskis, whatever you want to call it. Not the Chidush HaMiksav Yad in the printed Chidush HaRitva, but the one that was always printed as the, you know, the Ritva, which is maybe Rabbi Nukreskis was a Talmud of the Ritva, but either way, they his view on Eretz Yisrael, and just in a broader way, how that connects up with the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, Shikchas Essen number 4, where the Ramban speaks about the Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, and if you want to look at the Ramban in the beginning of Megillah, but I'm going to do it very quickly, Perush Al Torah, but also just to add the Rambam, of course, in the Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halach above, and the Nosa Kalim there, especially the quote of the Kafter Vaferach in you know, by the Kesef Mishnah, and Tosis and Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel Ein, And the Gemara at the beginning of Horios, Gimel Amid Aleph, Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, Kahal Yisrael Shebe Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kahal, that Gemara about Parhelm Dover Shol Tzibor. Again, I don't want to spend long time on it. I just want to, you know, just fill in some of the blanks. That's Gimel Amid Aleph, and maybe I'll give you a few other things, you know, to look at as well. Then after that, we're going to turn our attention to the problem of Reish Lakish in terms of Tainus Mezuyah. I mean, Kim Shtaros Doraisa, that's the Gemara in Gimel Amid Aleph. I'm just giving you the plan. I'll give you Mar Makomos for that in the next couple of days. And to that, with that, we'll connect some of the things that we've already done already in terms of the self-protective aspect of a shtar, but also to connect that to the Tosis on Beis Amid Aleph about Taninan, and the Rishonim that are relevant to that. In other words, how, you know, when there's an Irur Habal, you know, does there need to be an Irur Habal? If there is an Irur Habal, how far does that go? So that's kind of a linked topic, and we'll, you know, discuss some of that. And then from there, we'll move to Edacha Nemun Bisurim and fill in some of the Fanei Nachtav issues, and then we'll go forward. So that's kind of the general plan. All right? Good. Okay, now for the shir itself. So let's begin. So the background, just to remind everybody, we spent a lot of time discussing the machlokas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir, Eidim Sira Karsi, Eidim Chasima Karsi, and whether or not that argument is a kind of smaller technical argument about the pratim or the details of a shtar, an edus shebishtar, but everybody agrees about the yesod of how shtar works, although that could go in either direction, whether it's influenced by the presence of Eide Mesira, even for Eide Chasima, or the, you know, effectiveness of Eide, you know, Chasima, you know, impacting on how you look at Eide Mesira. Those are two opposite ways to look at it. But either way, the idea that there is this broader machlokas, and whether you say Midrabi Lazar, Nishma l'Rabbi Meir, Midrabi Meir, Nishma l'Rabbi Lazar. Those are issues that we explored in terms of things like Tambuchach Mitoko and, you know, Efshar al Yidei Shliach. Again, they're not going to do it again, just to remind everybody. And then, of course, that's a big, big argument. That's a machlokas all over Shas, and especially all over, you know, Gittin. So all the Gemara is about Shemos. The last thing I think we discussed, we expanded this to Shemos Beget, the debate between Balitosis and the Ramban and the Orzarua. The question of, you know, Muchach Mitocho, Shnei Yosef and Shimon Hadarim Be'erechad, Shtei Shtaros Hayotzim Be'omechad, the Gemara in Ksuvah Staff Tzadi Dalet Omen Aleph. And the questions which we'll get back to in this part of our, you know, extension, things like, you know, Ksav She'efshar Lihizdayev, or Surface She'efshar Lihizdayev, Kosav Alacheres, right, the Sugya in Kiddushin and Naftes, and here in the Chops, all these Gemaras, you know, etc. And that's what we want to expand on a little bit. So again, what is the Gemara often is Tola, this in the Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, and, you know, is that so clear that that's, you know, a very fundamental argument, or is the reason for that tliya, you know, much more technical, and therefore it's much more flexible? There might be cases of Eide Chasima where you don't have Muchach Mitocho. There might be the requirement of an equivalent of Muchach Mitocho, even according to Rabbi Eliezer and Eide Mesira Karsi. So these are the issues that we discussed at Tosa Rosh and the Ramban. I'm just reminding everybody where we were. Okay. Then, of course, we went on to analyze the big, big argument between the Rashi, Tosis, the Balamor, you know, the Rosh, meaning the world of Ashkenaz, basically, and half of Provence, against the other half of Provence, and especially the Gaonim, the Rif, the Rambam, Chachmei Svarad, and that is whether or not, if you hold like, which we do, like if you hold that Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer, that Eidim, the Sira Karsi, so what is the status of Eidei Chasima? Will they work or not? And the view of Rashi and Balitosis and Balamor, etc., is that they will not, right? And the view of the Rif and the Rambam, Udi Imam, is that they will. Fine. And that we spent a lot of time discussing, you know, the fallout, all the implications, the rayas, and the yeshuvim, and what comes out, you know, as a result, it's a classic case where, you know, the, you know, intergenerational discussion, you know, keeps expanding, you know, each of the concepts and deepening our understanding of them, etc. So what we were left with in the end, though, is that there's a fundamental machlokus within the worldview of the Rif and the Rambam, who hold that Edei Mesira Karsi also allows for independent effectiveness of Edei Chasima, that there's a huge machlokus harishonim how to understand that phenomenon, right? And that what I was trying to suggest was that, you know, picking the Ramban as, you know, is the most consistent, but if you look at the Ramban in his presentation in Mochamos and Sefer Zchus and in the Chidushim, both on Peibav and on Daf Dalid and in other places, right, what emerges according to the Ramban is that the Rif view is just basically more expansive, meaning Rabbi Eliezer doesn't think his view is the only, you know, view of Shtaros. He thinks, I mean, you could accurately say, even though it's one of the linguistic questions that Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal HaMor pose against the Rif, but you, if you wanted to be accurate about Shitas HaRif according to the Ramban, it would be true to say that a more accurate formulation would not be Edei Mesira Karsi, but Af Edei Mesira Karsi. I mean, the Ramban explains why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't use that phrase, because you would think you'd need both, or you might, you know, think that they're equal. He gives various explanations, but even after the explanation, the bigger truth is that in Ochanami, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Rif, according to the Ramban, basically there are two ways to accomplish a shtar. One is through Edei Mesira Karsi, and the other one is through Edei Chasima Karsi. What about the question of all Rishonim, the Baal Tosfos and the Baal HaMor and Rabbeinu Ephraim, namely, how can you ever have a machlokes in the Gemara, you know, that depends on Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, because if you hold like the Rif and you hold, you know, this understanding of the Rif, you should always be able to say the equivalent, to use the language of Tosfos or the Baal HaMor, of Dal Edim Mesira Mehachi, right? You know, and forget about the Edei Mesira, because the Edei Chasima, you know, will work. So, you know, mid to Rabbi Meir, Nishma to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is more expansive, but he shouldn't be, you know, excluding the consequences of Edei Chasima if he holds that really Af Edei Mesira Karsi. And that's what the Ramban tried to address, also in a very creative way, but, you know, Achat Achat, he was basically, you know, responding to each question. There's a certain pattern in how he responds to them. The pattern, you might say, would be that, you know, while the assumption of the questions are that there's always a preference for the consequences of Edei Chasima, right? Let's say in Shtei Shtaros HaYotzim B'Yomecha that there's some, you know, objective benefit for Yachloko over Shuta D'Daini, right? So, you know, therefore, Dal Edei Mesira Mehachi, and you should never have, you know, nafgamina. Or, you know, in the case of lishma and daf pei vav beis, when the Gemara had a habamina, right, that you need mesira lishma according to Rabbi Meir, and therefore if you have, you know, get sheshmo ushma arshavim and two people, that there would be a problem. So Baal HaTosfos can say, dal edei mesira mehachi, what's the big deal? You have, you know, lishma and buchach mitocho, you know, due to the Edei Chasima. And the Ramban basically is saying something profound, you know, just not, I wouldn't call it a unified theory, but it's an important perspective. The Ramban is saying, listen, who, you know, it's an assumption to say that every time you have both alternatives, Edei Mesira and Edei Chasima, the presence of Edei Chasima, you know, allows you to simply dispense with Edei Mesira, Dal Edei Mesira Mehaki. It's very possible that the presence, so that the alternative of Edei Mesira itself dictates, right, that, or changes the equation. Because once you have Edei Mesira, maybe that's a preferred alternative, or maybe it just, in reality, changes the equation. So, of course, the Mashal, the easiest one to explain, not without, you know, its disputants, but is the, you know, the Shema question. So the Ramban basically says in Mechamos and in Sefer Eskos and in the Chidushim, right, you're not going to say Dal Eidei Mesira Mehachi, and therefore you don't need Mesira Lishma according to Rabbi Yirmiya, because that's what the Pasuk means. The words, you know, once you introduce Rabbi Eliezer, even if Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima and Rabbi Eliezer's Chasima are Hainuach, right, that doesn't, the fact that there's also an Eidei Mesira Karsi, either way, dictates, this is the assumption of the Ramban that probably Bali Tosis does disagree with, how you read the Pasuk of the Kasab, and Mimela, there's a fallout in that. Or with regard to the problem of Shtei Shtaros HaYotzim B'Yom Echad, or maybe even things like Muchach Mitocho, what we'll say is you have Eidei Mesira. So the Eidei Mesira aren't just, you know, second best and Dal Mihaki. The Eidei Mesira mean that, you know, maybe there's an attractive, you know, again, you know, you swing for the fences and, you know, sometimes you strike out, but sometimes, you know, you also hit a home run. So, you know, who says that Shuda Dedaini is objectively worse? So that's Ramban's approach. Ramban's approach is that don't assume, even if Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar are Shavim, don't assume that there shouldn't be machloksim or a fallout given the more expanded or the alternative or some of the consequences of expanding both the Pasuk and the Dinim of Shtar. That's the Ramban. And then we have the even more revolutionary view of the Ra'ah and the Ran, right? The Ra'ah in Ksubas and the Ran in Hamagaresh, one of the most famous Rans of all time. And that is, no, the whole reading of the Rif is completely incorrect, right? All the Rishonim and even some of the, all the Rishonim who attacked the Rif, all, you know, read it, you know, in a way which is, you know, inaccurate. And even some of the defenders of the Rif, including the Ramban and partially the Ravid, says the Ran, implicitly, they also misread the Rif, because they assumed that the Rif was holding that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, right, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, that it's also true that Eidei Chasima are Karsi. And if you look carefully in the Rif, he never uses that language. He says Eidei Chasima are Mahani. He doesn't say that Eidei Chasima are Karsi. What's the difference between saying Mahani and Karsi? So here's where the Ran came up with his spectacular Chiddush and all the, you know, implications in terms of Shtaros, but also in terms of the Sugyas, and that is that the Rif, you know, view is going to establish that only Eidei Mesira Karsi. It's not even technically correct, or certainly not legally correct, to say Af Eidei Mesira Karsi, but really we're talking about only Eidei Mesira Karsi. We reject conceptually Rabbi Meir Mitchila V'Yatz, Rabbi Meir's Eidei Chasima Karsi Mitchila V'Yatzov. Ah, but the whole point of the Rif is that in the absence of Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima are effective as well. They're Mahani. How are they Mahani? What's the difference between saying Mahani and Karsi? Says the Ran, his big Chiddush, and that is Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer operate differently than Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir. Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are what I'm calling a virtual Eidei Mesira. They work as Eidus HaMetzurefes LaHamesira. They don't work betoras simply Ashvuye Shtara or some other alternative to use the language of the Ra'ah, like a Kinyan Chasima, etc. And therefore, although Eidei Chasima, you're never going to say Dal Eidei Mesira Mehachi, you know, and then, you know, Rabbi Elazar is identical to Rabbi Meir, because the Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are always, you know, refined and revised. They are a sug of Eidei Mesira. They look the same on the surface. The conditions are the same. Conceptually, the lamdus is that they're totally different. And therefore, everything, Shtei Shtaros HaYom Echad, and Muchach Mitocho, and the linguistic question, and the problems of Lishma. The only thing I think that the Ran is a little bit, I wouldn't say inconsistent, but it's surprising to me that he didn't go further. As I mentioned, is the problem of Lishma, like in the other direction. Namely, why wouldn't you accomplish Lishma, you know, through Eidei Chasima, kind of in the same way, like the Rashba says on Dav Dalid, etc. Okay, so that's the Ran. Now, what we're up to then is, and that's also how he explains Moda, the Chachamim, when they say that, Moda Rabbi Eliezer B'Shar Shtoros, that doesn't mean, Moda Rabbi Eliezer L'Rabbi Meir, that Edei Chassima Karsi of Rabbi Meir. It means, that Edei Mesira, Edei Chassima, are going to work, right, in Shar Shtaros, and they're actually going to be preferable because of Leman, Yamdu, Yamim, Rabim. So typically we prefer a real Edei Mesira to virtual Edei Mesira, except when virtual Edei Mesira give us something that in a certain tchum and halacha is, particularly required. So that's just a quick recap of where we were and, in terms of some of these issues. Now, what I want to look at now is what Shitas HaRambam is. Okay. Because Rambam, as we know, holds like the Rif, clearly, namely that Edei Chassima, all things being equal, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, work certainly in Gittin. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Geirishin, right? Halacha Yud Gimel, and then Tezvav, Tezayin. Halacha Yud Gimel is Rambam's presentation of the requirement of Eidus for Gittin. That's one of the 10, the Rambam says are 10 requirements of a get. The first, one of the 10 requirements is that be Nimsar Bifnei Eidin. We'll get back to that. It's an interesting formulation. That's Halacha Yud Gimel. And then, that's of course described as Edei Mesira. And then in Halacha Tezvav and Tezayin, that's where the Rambam goes on to explain, that all things being equal, you have Edei Mesira, but you Mishum Tikkun Olam, you have Edei Chassima as well. Right? That's Halacha Tezvav. And then you have Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam says that, B'di'eved, Masar Beina L'Veina, right? Just read it very quickly. We'll have somebody else read it. Uriel, you have it? Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav and Tezayin, just to get that on the record. You have it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Tachanas Vachamim hi. Sheyu ha'idim chusmin al haget, shema yitin la get b'fnei shnayim, v'yemusu, v'nimsa get shviyada kecheres, mecheres ha'adama, shehari in bo edim, v'fichach tifnu she'idim mitokho.
Oh, so the Rambam is assuming edim asira based on halacha yud gimel. Go back to your gimel just for a second, we'll get that on the record too. Minayin shitnenu.
Minayin shitnenu la b'nei edim. Hari omer, al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim yakum davar. Vi esher shetia zu hayom erba v'abal la b'misas besin v'machar tia mutar shlo edim. V'fichach im nasin la get b'abino l'vina v'afilo b'ed achad eno get klav.
Ah, so here of course the assumption is nasin get b'ino l'vina even without edi chasima, right? Or if you only had one aid. And we've already noted, and we're going to get back to it, the Rambam is mechadesh two things here. Number one, this is one of the 10 requirements of a get. He doesn't say something parallel in the Hichos Ishos. He doesn't have, a demand list of Dvarim HaMa'akvim Es HaKiddushin, the parallel in Perek Aleph Hichos Ishos anyway, which is something interesting. But either way, it's fascinating that when the Rambam first speaks about Edim in the context of Get, this I haven't mentioned yet, he speaks about the Edei Kiyum issue. That's what he starts with. Even though he's already assuming, right at the very beginning of the Rambam, right, the Eino Isha Miskaresha Selebiksav Shiagiyala, Uksav Zehua Nikra Get, right, and then he says, Asara Dorim Heinikar Agerishin Minatorav Elohim. So it's just interesting that the first time that we encounter the issue of Edim for this get, and this is the Rambam also saying clearly, Edim Basira, and he's going to, qualify that in Halakha Tezvav by adding the Tikkun Olam of the Mishnah on Lamadalad Omid Beis and Peivav Omid Aleph, namely that you should also, Mishum Tikkun Olam, have Edei Chassima. It's almost as if he has assumed, interestingly, that by Halakha Yud Gimel, he's accomplished two things at the same time. That he's spoken of Edei Kiyum, which is primarily what he's speaking about, right? And that somehow in that Halacha, he's told you, Edim Mesira Karsi, as the default for Gittin. I find that curious that he would begin with the Edei Kiyum, A, given that, you know, the role, the central role of Shtar here, you know, is even, you know, something that comes before the ten Dvarim, and that he would double them, you know, I think is strange. I'll get back to that. And also the Nimuk that he gives, as I mentioned for other reasons already, we'll get back to it, is, you know, Hare Omer al Pishnai made him Moshe Shedim Yokum Davar, Yevsha Shetia Yom Zua Yom Erba Vaba Leb and Misa Spesa Vamakar Tia Mutaris Beloedim, something that the Rambam also says, similar to in Perek Tes Halacha, what is it, Lamed Beis, as we mentioned. He doesn't have that parallel in Perek Aleph Hilchos Ishus when he introduces the requirement of Edei Kiyum and Ishus, even though remember that Hilchos Ishus is prior to Hilchos Geirush. Right? Okay, good. So there are some questions about the Rambam's introducing Edei Kiyum and Edei Mesira, which are two different ideas, seemingly, even though Edei Mesira obviously can function, you know, they're present and therefore they are Edei Kiyum, but conceptually we wouldn't call Edei Kiyum Edei Mesira, right? We'd call them Edei Kiyum. We might say that two Edom are present, B'shas HaGeirushin, are accomplishing two things. They're wearing two hats at the same time. Normally we'd say this. They're Edei Mesira on the Ashvuye Shtara, or the Get, or the Kinyan Get, whatever you want to call it. And they're also Edei Kiyum on the Maisa Geirushin, which, like Maisa Kiddushin, right, requires the presence of Edei Kiyum. And that, right, the Rambam agrees with Tosis on Dalid Amud Aleph, right, against one view in the Rajba Samache, which also we spoke about, I think, the last shir, where the Rajba has a Deya, that you don't really don't need Edei Kiyum, you know, for Geirushin, part of his explanation of Ksav Yad, and so on. So the Rambam is already subtly being Mechadesh in his presentation in Halacha Yud Gimel, several things that we want to get back to. But he hasn't said anything yet which, you know, substantively is problematic. Then comes Tezvav, which you just read, which is the question of Tikkun Olam, right? And then comes Halacha Tezayin. Go ahead.
Chasm v'oshnayim v'abar v'nasnu la v'ino l'v'ina o sh'nimsu edem mesira p'sulim hare zek chasher hoel be'edem shabok sherim v'hare haget yotze mitachas yag.
Okay, so here the Rambam is clearly embracing Shitas Arif, namely that Edei Chasima alone, either you omitted Edei Mesira, or the Edei Mesira were psulim, or one of them was pasul, and therefore you have to rely on the Edei Chasima, that you can do that, correct? What's also mechudash in the Rambam, but that also is noveya from the Pashtus, from the Rif, is that the Rambam seems to be saying that Edei Chasima can serve the function of Edei Kiyum as well. And that, of course, is exactly, seems to be completely against Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, right, which we also discussed extensively, right? Tosas on Dalid Amud Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam, Haya Ragil Lomar, language already is interesting, meaning, you know, they knew that this was, you know, a conversation piece. You know, this was, you know, it's not like, oh, we just made a comment. This is a sensational comment. The comment which has hashlachot, you know, in the world of Edei Kiyum and in the world of Edei Chasima, etc. So Rabbeinu Tam says that according to Rabbi Meir, even though Edei Chasima Karsi, in terms of the, you know, Kinyan Hashtar, but you need separate Edei Kiyum. And the Rif, and especially, it's clear even in the Rambam says not only do Edei Chasima serve the function of, you know, the Kinyan, the Shtar, but they also apparently are sufficient for Edei Kiyum as well. And we already discussed that, you know, one possibility, and that is that maybe they don't even argue, because either they argue, or it's even Kol Shekein they argue, or they don't argue.
Right.
Meaning, we're trying to take note of the fact that for Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's comment is completely theoretical, in the sense that it is Aliba Drabi Meir. According to Bali Tosus, if you hold Ede Nasira Karsi like Rabbi Eliezer, which we do, then there's no Hechatimtsi of Ede Chasima working in the get and then wondering whether they would also be effective, you know, as Ede Kiyam. So the comment of Rabbeinu Tam would be only Aliba Drabi Meir, right, which is not Aliba the Hilchasa. Whereas the comment of the Rif and the Rambam is l'halacha, because it's within the psak of Rabbi Eliezer, l'shitasam, that Rabbi Eliezer also thinks is a case of Eide Chasima. So you might have thought, but who cares? What's the difference? At the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam is telling us that Eide Chasima can't be Eide Kiyum, and the Rambam and the Rif disagree. They think Eide Chasima can. So you could say, hu adin. You might even say, kol shekein. You might say, well, according to Rabbi Meir, the Eide Chasima are the only way to accomplish the shtar. They're even more prominent. Still, they can't do Eide Kiyum. Kol Shekein, you'd think that the second best, you know, method, you know, in shtar wouldn't work for Eide Kiyum, for the Rif of the Rambam. So it's even more tamua, you know, that they argue. But I was suggesting, if you hold like the Ran, that maybe you could say there's no machlokes. Meaning, the Ran at least might tell you that the fact that Eide Chasima can function, you know, as Eide Mesira, right, which is his whole yesod for the Rif, may also justify, you know, validating their role in terms of Eide Kiyum. Because the whole yesod of the Ran is that Eide Chasima, right, are mitzurafim, the Eide Chasima are mitzurafim to the Mesira, right, itself. And therefore, if they're considered Eidim on the Mesira, I don't know whether that's enough. That depends on the other things we discussed about the nature of Eide Kiyum, but at least it goes a long way towards being machshir them, you know, for Eide Kiyum. Whereas for Rabbi Meir, according to the Ran, the idea that Eide Chasima are about Ashviyei Shtara, or about, you know, Tzivui Habal, that they're not about the Maisa Geirishin, they're not about the Mesira, is very compelling. And therefore the idea that you can't even begin to think of them as candidates for Eide Kiyum is sensible as well. So we discussed that when we talked about Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Or the other side, which is that it's all about the nature of Eide Kiyum, are Eide Kiyum, meaning they're about the validating presence of the Eidim, or is it about verifying or having a guarantee of Birur that really the Yesod is La'ibrisad, the other Shakri? That's things that we discussed in detail. Okay. But for the Rambam, what emerges here then, in any case, is that Eide Chasima. And again, it's very fascinating. This is a subtle point. Just as the Rambam introduced Eide Mesira through Eide Kiyum, without, elaborating or explicating that really we're talking about two different, you know, aspects or two different functions of the Eidim, right? He just kind of, you know, speaks about the requirement of Eide Kiyum and assumes, you know, that also is applying to the shtar. So too in Halakha Tezayin, the Rambam doesn't, you know, there's no fanfare. The Rambam doesn't clap on the, you know, on the bima and say, and by the way, not only will these Eide Chasima b'di'eved serve the function of the shtar, they will also work for Eide Kiyum. That's if he had, like if he had Rabbeinu Tam, you know, in his mind. I'm not talking about, you know, chronologically, I'm talking about anachronistically, but conceptually, because Rabbeinu Tam lived afterwards, but if he had that, you know, in mind, you know, we would have expected that he would have made that point. You know, this is a double chiddush. But it's interesting that just as he doesn't introduce Eide Mesira as serving two distinct functions, he also doesn't find it necessary, right, to emphasize that the Eide Chasima are serving the two functions. You're probably, you know, picking up already on what it is I want to do with this or where I'm going with this. I'm obviously trying to suggest that part of the Chiddush of the Rambam is the blurring of lines when it comes to Gittin between the role of Eide Kiyum and the role of the Shtar or the Eide Shtar itself. That's what I'm trying to suggest. Okay, then the Rambam says, but you shouldn't do this l'chatkila. Go ahead, Uriel, why not? Why?
Which halacha?
The Aval Bisha'edim Besocho, no, so the. This is halacha Tezvav. So I'm moving backwards a little bit, sorry.
The Aval Bisha'edim Besocho, no, so no, la, befne shnayim, bain osan ha'edim ha'chasim la, bain befne shnayim acherim, she'ikar ha'gershim, be'edim asir.
So here's what the Rambam says, the other piece of the riff, and that is even though Ede Chasima are preferably present because of the Tikkun Olam, right? That Mishum Tikkun Olam Edim Chosim Malaget, even if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And he's about to tell you in Halakha Tezayin that Bidyeved, they can serve both for the Shtar and for Ede Kiyum, right? Nonetheless, there's a preference of Ede Mesira because She'ikar HaGerushin Be'ede Mesira. Okay? Now, that of course is a line that comes from the Ram, from the Rif. Except that in the Rif, there are two things to point out. Okay. One is, Akiva, I think we mentioned last time, that in addition to saying Ikar, what else does the Rif say? One word? A word that caught the eye of the Rush? And its approval of the Rush? L'chatchiva. See, that charger. L'chatchiva. That's why the Rush says, what is this, you know, Zakeli Vandeyu, what is it, mitzvos? What do you mean l'chatchila? Right? Okay. The Rambam never uses the word l'chatchila. He only talks about ikar ede mesira. That's number one. Number two is it seems in the presentation of the Rif, and certainly this is true in the understanding both of the Ramban and the Ran, whatever their important differences are, they both clearly understand it this way, that when the Rif says Ikar, you know, Be'ede Mesira, that is not limited to Gerushin. Right? So for example, just to highlight it, right, I mean the you know, the Ran, for example, right, is trying to explain, you know, sugyas that have nothing to do with Gittin. Right? Shnei Shtora Sayotzen Biomecha is not about Gittin. Right? It's about a Shtar Matana. But he wants to explain, you know, why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should have the dining. Why don't you say Dal Eide Mesir Mehachi? He's explained because Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are virtual Eide Mesira. So he's still going to operate with Shuda the Daini, etc. But that's part of the Havana in the Ran of Ikar Ba'edus Ba'ede Mesira. I mean, the Yesod is, you know, that, not only that, but when the part of the Kiddush of the Ran is that when the Gemara says that maybe Rabbi Elazar would be Moda Bishar Shtaros, right, he says, it doesn't mean we paskin like Rabbi Meir Bishar Shtaros. It means that Rabbi Eliezer would prefer his virtual Ede Mesira, namely Ede Chasima, you know, Bishar Shtaros, because of the added benefit of Laman, Yamdu, Yamim, you know, Rab. Right. So there, in those kind of cases, if you hold that Shita, there would be a question of what's preferable, you know, in certain areas of Dinimam. The point is that if you look at the Rif, even though the Rif is speaking mostly, he's speaking here in Hamagarish, and he's speaking mostly about Gittin, and most of the consequences are about Gittin, right? But Pashtus, the way that the Rishonim understood the Rif, and the simple reading of the Rif, is that when he says that Ede Mesira are Ikar, it's a statement about Shtaros, across the board. But what's interesting is that the Ram never says the word L'chatchila, even when he applies this din, you know, directly to L'chatchila. We'll get that in a minute. Secondly, there are cases where he's clearly applying it, you know, where the idea of Ikar is not captured sufficiently by L'chatchila. I'll show you what I mean in a minute. And thirdly, as far as I'm aware, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Avadim, Hilchos Malva Belovev, Hilchos, you know, Mechira, you know, etc., the language that, you know, Ede Mesira, our Ikar, appears only in Hilchos Gerushin. And when it appears, the Rambam says it, She'ikar HaGerushin Be'ede Mesira. So basically, so far, what I'm trying to point out is two things. Number one, the Rambam, as opposed to the Rif, you know, blurs Edekium and Edus Bishtar in both directions, number one. It's also more tamua when the Rambam does it than when the Rif does it, because, you know, the Rambam, again, the Rif is writing comments on the Sugya in Amagarish, okay? And the Rambam, as we know, you know, is organizing, you know, all of Hilchos Gerushin, and he has, you know, the entire Hilchos Gerushin and actually the entire Yad HaChazaka, you know, to weigh in and to formulate things, you know, as he chooses. And typically, he's very sensitive, you know, to this issue and this problem. So his blurring here, Eino Omer Ela Darsheni, even though it's subtle, if you ask me. Secondly, the Rambam's Ikar HaGerushin Be'edim Asira seems to be limited to Gittin very specifically. Okay, that's point number two. Point number three is that while the Rif says what he says, again, it's hard to always evaluate the Rif because he didn't write the equivalent of a Yad HaChazaka, and therefore we just, you know, we have what he says, and, you know, sometimes we can get more clarity, you know, sometimes not. But when it comes to the Rambam, it's interesting to note that the Rambam uses this phrase, She'ikar haget, hagerishin, be'edei mesira, not just, the Rif uses it only with respect to this problem of l'chatchila, of having Eide Mesira, even if you are, you know, even if you have access to Eide Chasima, you should still preferably have Eide Mesira, She'ikar, or Lechatchila, etc. The Rambam uses this phrase, She'ikar Agerishim, Eide Mesira, right, several times in Yad HaChazaka, right? In Perek Aleph, Halacha Yedches, which we'll get to each one of them soon. What's Perek Aleph Halacha Yitches? Kyle, you saw it? Hirchik,
yeah.
You can just read it quickly. We'll get back to it. What's that? It's in the structure of the get, right, or the shtar. Let's say you have, you know, lines. Let's say you have the edim signed and distant from the, you know, from the text of the shtar. So the concern is, like, people might fill in later on after the Edim sign, they can fill in, you know, tanayim, you know, that are not, you know, consistent with the kinyan ashtar. So here chik is Edim naksav male shtei shitim, pasul, go ahead. So now here the Rambam, once again, meaning again, while the Rif has, you know, very limited, you know, application, the Rambam, again, he's writing all of Hilchos Gerushin, so he's found many more, you know, applications or reasons to discuss this question, namely, what if you have, you know, what if you do the get Beidei Chasima? What if you do Beidei Mesir? What if you do both? Right? So this is an expansion in the Rambam. And now he's telling us that the din of Hirchik Shnei Shitim Minaksab, right, is something that depends whether or not you also have Eidei Mesira or not. Right? Alpha Pichain Chasim Alav Eid Klal, Areza Kosher. And here he uses the same phrase. What's the phrase? She'ikar hagerushin be'edei mesira. So this is a little bit strange. I mean, first of all, you have the comment of the right. What does the Raivid say about this? Amar Avram.
Amar Avram. Chochech ani bezeh. Lahachmir. Shema yitim tznai v'gehet be'odan shnei shidim. V'totzi gita be'edei chasim av nim zazek mezira v'tocho. At nesma ha'edei chasim.
Number one, so the Raivid is raising the question, which we'll get back to, a topic that we've already discussed. Right, the Modu Rabbi Lazar ben Mizuyah Mitocho. So the Ravid number one is Cholek Halacha L'Maisa on the Rambam. If it's Hirchik Shnei Shit Ha'edim Shnei Shitim Minaksav, right, we're worried. You know, even if you do use Edim Asira, right, and that should be considered Mizuyah Mitocho. And obviously the Rambam disagrees. So is that a narrow machlokas about Mizuyah Mitocho? right? We already discussed this. Mizrach Mitoch Daraisa, Zitrabanan. Right? The Rambam seems to have, curiously, in Uchos Eidos, seems to think that Mizrach Mitocho and Shar Shtaros might be Daraisa. Talked about this already, but we'll get back to it. Whereas in Gittin, it sounds like, you know, it's Midrabanan, mostly, right? And then talks about it in two different places. He splits up the discussion of Lishma, the Gemara in Daf Dalet, Psulim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Daf Yud. And, you know, weighs the question of the Gaonim, the Rif and the Gaonim, namely, let's say you have, you know, Eid Echad, you know, Bishtar, you know, and not Shnayim Eid. You know, what happens then, right? Good. So is this part, is this argument between the Rambam and the Raibin, whether or not you apply the din of Mizuyach Mitocho to Hirchik, it's not a case in the Gemara, meaning the Gemara doesn't call it Mizuyach Mitocho. So is this argument like a separate Mizuyach Mitocho argument? Asila Mismach, whether it's more than that, or is there something to the pattern here? That's a question number one for me back to. But even more interestingly is the language of the Rambam, She'ikar HaGerushin Be'edei Nesira. Why does the Rambam say She'ikar HaGerushin Be'edei Nesira? If the point of the Rambam, let's assume that the Rambam holds that, objectively speaking, right, this is not a problem of Mizuyach Mitocho. Okay? For whatever reason. Let's assume for the moment that it's unrelated. That's the assumption, right? So it's unrelated, meaning it just doesn't qualify for Mizuyach Mitocho. So then the issue should depend on what? On whether you go the route of Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira. So why does the Rambam need to say She'ikar HaGerushin Be'Eidei Mesira? Isn't it enough to say Aval Masur La Be'Eidim Afa Bishem Ruchakim Harvei Be'in Nikroi Nimo Afa Bishem Chasim Alaveid Klal Areza Kosher Shehaget Kosher Be'edei Mesira. What does the Ikar help you for here? And let's say it wasn't Ikar. If the idea is that Eidei Mesira don't have a problem of Hirchik, I mean, there's no Hirchik because there's no, you know, Chasima, but also the problem of Hirchik, which is the problem of Hirchik is somewhat equivalent, not exactly, to what problem, Josh? Would you say? In problems that we've encountered already. Not so much a star me'uchar, but a kind of like yochel izdayim, right? Because the problem is you could add the shtar, the integrity of the shtar, right, is open to question. The raya shabo is compromised if it's hirchik shnei edim. So what we're saying is, yeah, but if you go the root of edim asira, that's not the shtar that you're looking at, right? So why did the Rambam need to say... Good, the Rambam argues with the right. Terrific. But, you know, what does it have to do with Ikar, the Eidei Mesira? It's just there for, like, oh, not only did Eidei Mesira work, you know, we love Eidei Mesira. If we didn't like it better, or we didn't think that it was more Ikar, you wouldn't apply this din? Still not Mizuyach Mitocho if you go the route of Eidei Mesira, right? So not only is the Rambam using this phrase, he's using it seemingly, right, gratuitously. Unless what the Rambam is trying to tell us is something more profound, this is what we're going to get back to, which is that the fact that, you know, get is ikar be'edei nesira is itself the reason why we don't apply the principle of Modra Belazar b'mizuyach mitocho here. Now, we're not going to go so far as what we're about to see in Perek Tes Halacha Kav Zayin, because the Rambam here is being mechalik between going the root of Eidei Chasima and going the root of Eidei Nesira. What the Rambam says here is duplicated in a few of his psakim, which we'll get back to in Perek Dalet, where the Rambam says, again, we'll look at them in a minute, that it matters whether you go b'derech Eidei Chasima or Eidei Nesira, not as you know as far as what we're about to look at in Perek Tes Halacha Kav Zayin, but still. The fact that he invokes Ikar Eidei Mesira here, where seemingly he doesn't need it, implying that somehow this is a conceptual question about how you look at the Eidei Chasima given the Ikar Eidei Mesira, implying there are two ways you could have looked at Eidei Chasima, and if it wasn't for Ikar Eidei Mesira Beget, you wouldn't look at it that way. That is very mekudash. Yeah, young.
What would the Ram say in this case about if there's no Edim Mesira in the end?
So if there's no Edim Mesira, it sounds like that's exactly what I was alluding to. That Ede, if there were only Ede Chasima, it sounds like the Rambam says it would be possible. Right. So again, if the Chidush of the Rambam had been that even when you go the Derech of the Maslul of Ede Chatima, even then it would be kosher, that would even be a bigger Chidush to say you couldn't say. So for that, I want to show, well, first let's look at Perek Dalet for a minute, and then I want to show Perek Tes Halacha Kav Zayin. I think that's what you're asking. So he doesn't go that far. Here is Bechal. You know, Imata loket bederech shel ede chatima, right? As a yesh psul here, but ede mesira, there's not going to be mezuyif mitocho. But it sounds like the reason there's no mezuyif mitocho is only because ikar the ede mesira, not because you chose the equal or even the inferior ede mesira, and simply you're not stuck with the, you know, drishot with the requirements of ede chasima. Let's look at Perek Dalet just for a minute. Reuben, did you see, get a chance to look at some of these Rambams?
I did not.
No. Okay. Akiva? Perek Dalet? The Rambam also has an expansion and a discussion of Edei Chasima and Edei Nasira. Which one are you reading? What's that? Dalid.
Where is it?
And then I'm gonna go to Tes Chav Zayin in just a minute. Well, here he has the Chiluk. That's okay. So let's look at that one. Ram has in Halacha Aleph. These are the last shir that was a long shir, as I recall. So we talked about the Gemaras on Chav and Chav Aleph and Chav Dalid, meaning Yochal Izdayef and Shemos. Right, and Kosav al Acheres. Right, here the Ram says what? So here the Rambam is simply mechalek between Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira. Correct? Meaning, Lishitoso, there are two ways to be Megarish, with Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira. And here the Rambam's telling you there's Nafkamina, which is similar to what he says with regard to Hirchik Shnei Shitin, except there he adds the phrase, right, Ikar, you know, Haget Eide Mesira. Here he's just telling you, if you want to go Eide Chasima route, right, then the fact that it's Yochal Hizdayev or something like that is Ma'akev. If you want to go the Eide Mesira route, then it's fine. We don't say, if you go the Eide Mesira route, that since it's Yochol Izdayef, we certainly don't say, you know, that's Mezuyaf Mitocho, right? That far we don't go. Okay, but the Ram doesn't say the words Ikar Eide Mesira here. What about later on, when he talks about Kasav ala Mechak and ala Kera? Do you have those? What number are those? Right, get Shemachak. Use that one.
Get Shemachak Boros, or Teva, or Shekalakwa, Benashikin. In the Tufas Haget, Ariza Kasha.
Tufas Haget, yeah.
In the Uber, in the Tufas Haget, Ariza Kasha, and then a Torek, and again. In the Exer of Perish, with Sofa Get, Shehos Onis, Uyba, Uya.
Alamachak, right? There's the Tofes Haget and the Toref Haget. Maybe we'll get a chance to speak of these later. But you know, the Toref is the more particular information. The Tofes is more like a form, like a more generic form, of the Get. The Toref is the particulars of this particular Get. Okay, so in general, there's a question about the standards of the Toref and the standards of the Tofes. Okay, so what are we saying? Get Shemachak Ba'os. What about being Tola Ben Ashitim? Right? The difference between Tofes and Toref. Right? V'chein Get Shenimsa Karua, Shesiva Erev. Right? Shu kera shel bezdin. So it sounds like there's something wrong. Or is it get batel kashar shtaros? Notice kashar shtaros, right? But if it's nikra be'ina kera shel bezdin, kasha. Right? Nimoko o shahir kiv, like the, you know, some of the, you know, it starts to like spoil or wear away, you know, some of the lettering. Oshanasa kikvara, right? Kosher. Nimchako nitashte shu baboa shala kayemes, right? Milchal likaros kosher. Vimla bein again. Bamedvar mamurim is the key. Go ahead. Okay, so let's leave it for this one. So basically we have two types, we have like three types, we'll say, of Rambam so far. We have the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tazayin that says Ikar Eidim Nasira to explain, I'm sorry, Tazvav, Perek Aleph Halacha Tazvav, which explains Ikar Eidim Nasira to explain why we prefer that there be Eidim Nasira and not L'chatchila only Eidei Chasima. Even though it doesn't use the word L'chatchila, he uses the word Ikar and Beget, right? But that is to explain our preference. Then we have Perek Aleph Halacha Yidches, where the Rambam says Ikar Eidei Nasira, when all he should really need to say, right, is that there are two routes, and that depending which one you choose, you know, there are technical halachic consequences, right? So it sounds like he's saying more than that by saying Ikar Eidei Nasira. I'm suggesting it sounds like he's trying to explain why the Raven is wrong, you know, why it makes sense, but it isn't true. It's because of Ikar Eidei Nasira, which is a conceptual comment. The haraya that the Rambam doesn't need to say the words Ikar Eidei Nasira when he's simply trying to distinguish between, you know, the fact of whether you go the derech of Eidei Chasima or the derech of Eidei Nasira are the Rambams here in Hilchos Geirush and Perek Dalid, where he says with regard to Yochal Hizdayif and Kera Bezdin and, you know, Tola Ben Ashitin, he says, it depends. If you go Eidei Nasira, it's not a problem. If you go Eidei Chasima, it is a problem. But there he doesn't use the language of Ikar, right, Eidei Nasira, which makes Aleph Yudches, you know, stand out and more problematic. Because there's not a question of Lechatchila so much. It's a question of he did it already, and we're trying to figure out the consequences. So I was trying to explain that, you know, the Ikar can trip. That's an important Rambam. Then the most peculiar Rambam is the Rambam of Perek Tes, Halacha, Chavzai. Okay. What's, you know, you got a chance to see it? Yeah. First, I'm going to read it, and then we're going to go back to see what's strange about it in the Gemara. But you can already see it's strange just by reading it first, so, since we're focusing on the Rambam. What is Perek Tes, Halacha, Chavzai? A seemingly sensational Rambam. Whether it remains sensational depends on what, you know, the Mefarshim do with it. But at least initially it sounds sensational. Okay, go ahead. Kisvuget the Chismu. Right. Utsur Lishti. Okay, these are sugyas in Homer mostly, you know, about Kisvu and Chismu and, you know, who's supposed to be the sofer, who's supposed to be the Edim, and who's supposed to be the Shliach. All the very interesting issues, but not so much for now. Go ahead. Oh, okay, good. So far, so good. Right? Nothing chudash yet. Okay, I don't want to prejudice you, but right, it's coming. Right? Amalahen. Kuchen chasumu. He says to a group of people, say 10, there are 10 people there, right? And he says to them, all of you should be chosem on this get. Okay. So what's a din? Kulam chosmin, that's his demand, right? He's in charge, he's the Baal. He, you know, he's in the position of power and authority, right? Because he makes this get. If he doesn't, if it's not according to his parameters, it's not a get. Okay.
Imbanan.
Let's see. Started counting them. Okay. So far, so good. Ah. Now comes the important part. This is still not Chiddush, but the next line. Go ahead. Ah, so really, this is, we're going to read the Gemara. You know, he's going to read it for us, you know, in a minute. At least I'm hoping he will. He has very generous track record, so I'm pretty sure he will. And we know that he's always prepared, so we have confidence. This is a machlokas between. We're going to read the Gemara in a second. I'm going backwards a little bit, but Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? And this is the shita of we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan,
right.
Meaning there's a machlokas in the Gemara, which we're going to see in a moment, whether or not if he says kulchem chasumu, is that, you know, mishum edim, that's Reish Lakish, or is it mishum tanai? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and mishum tanai, which means the first two are edim and the rest is tanai. So far, no chidushim in the Ram. Okay. Here comes Lefikach. Remember, whenever the Rambam says Lefikach, it's a drum roll, right? I mean, I can't help it. It is. Yeah, go ahead. Lefikach. So that's in the Gemara already. We'll see in a moment. The Gemara says L'maynaf Gemina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We're going to read this Gemara in just 30 seconds. So the Gemara says Tunaf Gemina. What's the first one? Is if, you know, they don't all sign on the same day, because if they're all really Edim, so if they're not all signing on the same day, it turns the shtar into, what's it called? A shtar muktam. The shtar muktam is pasul. Okay. And the other one, of course, is, sounds like, the problem of, what? Edim shabatla muktasa batla kula. Or is that it exactly? We'll see in a moment. Okay. Mesechad. Okay, because he doesn't have, either way, right, whether it's Tanai or Edim, right, you still need the 10. You need the Kolchem. Okay. Now, here comes the Chiddush of the Rambam. Hoya Echad. So this is based on the Gemara again, but we'll see in a moment what the Rambam did with this Gemara. Meaning, what happens? If the first, if one of the two first signators is pasul, right? Hey, echon nishnayim arishonim pasul. The get is pasul. Why? Not batel, not eno get, which according to the Rambam is daraisa, but it did drabanan. Shema yomru, yeah, eid pasul kasher beedus shar shtaros beeis sheyu haedim rabim. Right? It, you know, took every ounce of breath to get that sentence out. That's a long sentence. Right? Meaning what? Well, what's the chashash according to the Rambam? Lest you think, how would you translate it, you know?
In general, if you have of a group of eight and one of them is puzzle, it'll be okay if there are enough kosher eight.
And translate, correct, you're saying it correctly, but translate it into halachic terminology. Lest you think that Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula in Shar Shtaros is kosher. What? We'll see in a moment. That's not how Rashi read the Gemara. Although there's a certain charm in the way the Rambam read the Gemara. We'll see in a moment. But that's what this very long Shema Yomru Eid Pasul Kosher Be'edus Shar Shtaros Be'ez Sheyiyu Ha'edim Rabin. As opposed to what? What's he trying to avoid? Trying to avoid saying what Rashi said. Which we'll see in a moment. I know I'm reading everything backwards. But we'll get it in a second. What did Rashi say? You might think that a karov, I'm not sure about all psulim, but at least a karov or a pasul is kosher le d'shtar. That's an unbelievable. That was a havamina, right? People could make that mistake. But either way, that's not what the Rambam says. So the Rambam has a much more subtle potential error than Rashi. And there's a certain attractiveness to that because, like, people think that, like, why would people have such a habanina? On the other hand, it changes the whole issue of the Gemara in a way, because what are we saying now about get? According to the Rambam, the Pashtas.
Not
that in get, we don't say the Shabbat Matzah Batal Kula B'Shtar. Right? But we don't want people to, you know, make a mistake and think that that's true for Shar Shtaros. What? Go ahead. Go ahead. V'lo hichshiru
beget. V'lo hichshiru beget she'id of rabim el b'knei she'id of nesira en ha'ikar.
Ooh. So here again, he uses the phrase eidin nesira en ha'ikar. But here, he seems to be using it, right? And this is what I understood Yonatan's comment from before. Not he's extending it beyond what he says in Perek Aleph Halachi Yitkatz about Hirchik Min Aksav, because there, even though he is invoking Eidim Mesira Ikar, he's not saying, you know, that we don't care whether you go the route of Eidim Chasima or Eidim Mesira, right? Eidim Mesira Ikar, you know, is going to dominate our thinking, even if you only use Eidim Chasima. But here, the Pashtus of the Rambam, not telling you what the Mefarshim are going to say, we'll see that in a moment, but the Pashtus of the Rambam is that the Rambam is explaining there's no Eidei Shavata Matasa Batla Kula in a Shtar, even if you only use Eidei Chasima, right? Because Eidei Mesira are Ikar Beget. Somehow Eidei Mesira being Ikar Beget, right, revises the way that we look at Eidei Chasima even when we only use Eidei Chasima in a Get. Meaning the Ikar Eidei Mesira, right, redefines the nature of Eidei Chasima even on their own in Gittin. Now I'm not telling you all the Mefarshim read it this way, they don't. But that's the simple read of the Rambam, and I'll tell you where I get it from. Meaning, what the Rambam isn't saying here that, oh, the Pashtus, you're going to use Eidei Mesira, right? And if he was saying that, which is the way that a lot of the notes of Caleb end up the Dochak interpreting him, then he also could have just said, like he said in Perek Dalet, regarding Yochal Izdayef and Mechak and all those things, you know, Bamedvar Mamurim, if the Rambam really wants to be Mechalik between going the route of Eidei Chasima and going the route of Eidei Mesira, number one, he doesn't need to say Ikar, he could just say Bamedvar Mamurim, you know, Kishein Eidei Mesira, or Kishiyech Eidei Mesira, Vishtamish Eidei Mesira, Avom Nasan Beino Leveina, then it's like any other star in Eidei Shabbat Matzah, Bat Lakula, right? You'll see the Nosei Kalim actually do say this, but it's not the simple reading of the Rambam. So in my opinion, if the simple reading of the Rambam is that the Ikar Eidei Mesira here is the most now is this about L'chadchila and B'diavad? It doesn't make really sense that it is, just like it doesn't make sense in Perek Aleph Halachi Yitkatz, because in the end of the day, what should matter is what did he do? You know, not how likely it is that he took path A or path B. Just say Bamedvar Mamurim. He went this way, he went that. Rambam's able to say that very easily in Perek Dalet. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid had serious trouble with the Rambam. Omer Avram. Meaning he doesn't understand it. What is the Rambam talking about? That Eidei Mesira Ikar is Koveya, that there's no Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula in Get, but you shouldn't, you know, allow it, you know, midrabanan, because, you know, when it comes to Shar Shtaros, that's not true. Well, that's a shibush. Sounds like a shibush. The ulai, so he has a sensational suggestion of his own, right? The ulai.
Ulai yomar to Shar Shtaros, im yomar le'idim rabim, kulcham kosmu, ve'afilu echad mehem pasol, hakol batal.
Afilu echad mehem pasol, Hakol, sorry. Yeah, Hakol Batel. Go ahead.
She'ein omer b'shar yiduyos she'ashar mishum tnat. She'ein yiduma yiduyu b'krogan. Oil v'zimen is kulam l'ebis v'yechus
apanim. So what's he saying?
That you pass in like your sluggish and sharp sorrows.
Yeah. So the Ravid says maybe what the Rambam means, meaning he read the Rambam like we read 50%, meaning the important part. He read the Rambam as saying, when it comes to Shar Shtaros, Eidei Shabbat Matzah Sabbat L'Kula Beget. And when it comes to Gittin, Ain Eidei Shabbat Matzah Sabbat L'Kula Beget. The Ravid read the Rambam that way. He said, that's a Sheba. What does that mean? Why should that be true? Right? Says the Ravid, maybe because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in Gittin, and like Reish Lakish, in Shar Shtaros. But of course, that's also that's doubly problematic, right? Number one, why would you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish differently in Gittin and Shar Shtaros? That's something we should come back to. Number two, how do you explain the Nimuk of Eidei Mesira? What does it have to do with Eidei Mesira being Ikar? Unless Eidei Mesira being Ikar itself plays a role in whether you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, in which case, either way, you're saying something about Eidei Mesira Ikar in a fundamental way. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think the Rambam is saying. But I don't think the Rabbi is saying that. So partly this of Beis Yosef and Simon Neven Ezra, Simon Kufchav, I don't know if I gave you this up, but you get a chance to look at it. Sif Katan, like Yud, I think, quotes this Rabbi, and he defines it Tamua. He says, like, how does the Rabbi work in Eidei Mesira Ikar with... with paskening like a Yochanan and a Reish Lakish. He says, unless that's goof of the point, meaning that whether, but then he kind of makes it more like an umdana. If you're paskening, Eidei Mesira, or if you're usually going to use Eidei Mesira, then probably, you're thinking that the other Eidim are just, it's not. But it's Tamua. We'll look at the Beis Yosef. First, I want to get the Gemara. So what is this all based on? It's all based on this Shaka Makari the Gemara. I want to contrast it with the Rashi. Go ahead. If you don't mind, just go through the Gemara quickly. And then I'll tell you what direction we're going to take, and hopefully we'll be able to get through this on Monday. But
starting from Eitma?
Yeah. So this is the Gemara in Yud Kaf Simud Beis. Okay, normally we'd start from the Gemara and go to the Rambam, but the point I was trying to make is just to see all the Rambams first, and to see that there's, some obviously intriguing, rumblings in the Rambam regarding this issue, and there's a pattern to there being, difficulties, and hopefully we can suggest a pattern to explaining them. I don't know perfectly every single thing, but we'll do our best. Go ahead. Itmar. What's the background of this particular one? Itmar.
Amar Lazara, Kisugeli Ishti. Amar Yochan, Shnai Mishu.
Yeah. So it's Amar Kulchem, and this is Smachlokis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Shnai Mishum Eidim ben Kulam Mishum Tanai, or Kulam Mishum Eidim. Then the Gemara says, My Benayu. Excellent. So that's the problem, as Rashi explains, of Starbuktam. Go ahead. Because the Edim signed on the right day and it's not a problem. Right? Because there are other Edim who are also still Edim that are Ma'akev, the thing, and they signed after the date that's written. Right, in the 10 days after, 2 days after, or 1 day, it doesn't make a difference. So it's a shtar muktam, and that's possible. Correct? The inami.
Inami. Echamem karav upasol. Amand amar mishum tnai kashya. Amand amar mishum edim pasol.
Yeah. So here, by the way, it's very intriguing. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Eid Shabbat Mutsasa Batla Kula. Rashi does, which is really interesting, actually. You see the Rashi? Nimsa echamem karav upasol.
Yeah.
So that is Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Batla Kula. You didn't have to learn. You didn't have to learn that way, in my opinion. It was like a simple way to read the Gemara. And the question is, why don't you say that? Are you? Why? What's the simpler way? You see. What's a simpler way? What's that? Kashash of Zia? Not Kashash of Zia. Let's say I say to you, Arya, let's say I say there are 10, you need 10 Eidim. Okay? And one of them turns out to be Pasul. So you would say that's a problem of Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula? Or you would just say you just don't have the right amount of Edim? I mean, you might have to revise how we look at Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, frankly. I mean, it's a simple pshat of Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. The classic case is what? Makish Shlosha Lishnayin. You need two Edim, and you have more than two Edim. You don't need more than two Edim, right? Five Edim saw the Maisa. And, you know, two of them or three of them or four of them are kosher Edim, and one is Pasul. So that's where, that's a sugi in Makos and in other places that we say, Edim Shabbat Nimsa Echamem Karav Pasul, right? Edim Shabbat Matasa Batla Kula. Meaning, even though you don't need that person, he infects, he's posel, he's pogame, whether because everything is a kat, and therefore, maybe that's the common denominator. Therefore, the kat has a psul in it, or whether, you know, there's a mitzaref, and therefore one psul is posel. It's like, you know, like a virus, you know, that spreads, you know. So maybe that's part of the problem. But the pashtos, the classic case of Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, is a case of what? You don't need more Edim than two, right? And therefore, tafasta meruba la tafasta. If you had left it at your requirements, that would have been fine. But since you created a chalos, kat or whatever, you know, whatever, so nimsachem em karva pasal shabbat mitzvah shabbat lakul. But here, right, that's not the problem. You created, all you need is two Edim, and you created ten. So is Rashi saying something very subtle? If not for the din of Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, you know, even artificial, you know, creation of Edim, you know, wouldn't, I think there's some very important things to say. I mean, you couldn't, if not for Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, there would never be a Hagdara of 10 Edim? Or to the flip that, I think they're different, but I think they're parallel, or what I said before, kind of, which is, every Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula is about, you know, the absence of the needed aid. Just, it's misleading. Normally, it looks like, you know, you have two, but Nebuch, the third guy, or the fourth guy, or the fifth guy, he's poisoning the well. Maybe that's the wrong way to look at it. You know, the real way to look at it is you have a kat. You know, it's trei kaneya. You have a kat. Kat is the minimal two, but if you put 1,000, so the kat is 1,000. But it's all an integrated unit, it's always an integrated kat. And therefore, you don't have what you need. You need, here the kat is 10, right? And you don't have the 10. Yeah, a share.
The Baal wasn't masna that I need to have 10 Edim. It was masna that these
specific... Say that again, I didn't hear the first part. Say again.
The Baal wasn't masna that there needs to be 10 Edim on this get.
Yeah.
It's masna that these 10 people need to be Edim. So it should be masna mashavas of the Torah in get, no but. Because he basically said, "Oh, this
puzzle
needs to be an
eight." Is that answering the question? You asking a different question.
Rashi, that without Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, there wouldn't be any problem here.
Because?
Because he didn't make a tonight that you need 10 Edim and there are only eight Edim. Two of them are false.
I mean, you're saying so. So why?
He just said that these guys should sign. And they signed. Now, it happens to be their puzzle, but then maybe that's just Masna Mashkas of the Torah. He was being Masna that these psulim need to function as Edim.
Interesting. Is that different than the first point I made? It sounds different. I'm not sure. The first point I made was that if not for the din of Edisha Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, maybe there would be no ability to create 10 Edim. Is that the flip side of what you're kind of saying now?
I think what I'm saying is a little more technical.
Uh-huh. Maybe. I hear it. But either way, there's something going on here. Okay, so we have like maybe 3 points. Yeah, did you want to ask?
Yeah, if that were true, the only reason Rashi is quoting it is because of the Kula, in order to say that the Baal can be Magdir and people have hated him, God could do that. Him, why does he only quote it in the second Nachmina and not in the first? Meaning the first Nachmina also assumes that he can be Magdir at this time.
That's a good point. Let me think about that. Okay, I like the question. Okay, there's something going on in the sugya, as you can see. And Rashi's citation of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula definitely again, Eina Omer Ela, you know, Darshein. It definitely requires, it's definitely very important. Either way, Rashi makes clear, what about the continuation of the Gemara? The conclusion of the Gemara? Just give me 2 more minutes and then we'll finish. Go ahead.
So,
this is where the trouble comes in, right? Or, I mean, we already have trouble in Rashi. Okay.
So, Amar Le Kasher, but Amar Le Pasol. Amar Le Kasher, Nairu. Amar Le Pasol, Aslachu, Bebishtaras, Alma.
Oh, so it sounds like this is, Rashi explains, this is all according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Tanai, because if we're Edim, of course, but even if it's Tanai, we're worried about Lachlufe. What do we worry about?
So Rashi says,
right? So that's a very sensational Havabina. I mean, it's, again, im kvar az kvar. If you believe it, if we're makabel's perush Rashi, namely, that the problem is, you know, shema yomar, that, you know, karov or pasul is kosher le'edos shtar, so then it's a simple way to read the Gemara. And you can see why the Rambam maybe wanted to avoid it, because it's like, why would anybody think that? Why would anybody think that? Or what does it highlight, by the way, on the other hand? You know, what do you think? Yossi, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it could highlight the shtar is very removed from edus.
The idea that edus shab the shtar, so in a way, this is like the opening that I'm looking for anyway. It's a gaping opening as a habamina in Rashi. Meaning Rashi is telling us, what, layum so aval sabanim? I mean, that, you know, doesn't apply. All the makoros in Sanhedrin and third parak, Rasha, Psal Rasha, Psal Karov, is he only saying about Karov, maybe? What does the Gemara say? Pasol. Rashi says Karov, right? Shiru Karov. That's curious, because the Gemara says Pasol, right? Yeah, this is something I wanted to mention also. I think Rashi, would agree that the idea that a Pasol would be kosher, you know, is inconceivable. But, you know, as far as a Karov, but Karov is more a problem of, you know, even in the Pasuk, Layum Sabal Salbanim, it's more of a problem of Kabbalah Seidus, not a Psul Gabra, because, you know, he's not a Psul Gabra. He could be made in, you know, in any other Din Torah. It just can't be made for you. And, you know, I say Layum Sabal Salbanim, it's a Kabbalah Seidus problem. Maybe Kabbalah Seidus is fundamentally different than Shtar, right, than it is in Eidus Alpeh. There's good reason to think that that's Reb Chaim's first, you know, Ha'ara, you know, in the famous piece in Perek Gimel Hilchos Eidus Halacha, Halacha Dalet, right? So I think that's not a coincidence that Rashi emphasizes Karov. I think it emphasizes this idea that maybe, you know, Eidus Shebishtar works differently than Eidus Baal Peh, but still maybe that's limited to Karov for the reason that I just mentioned. That's my speculation. But even then, the Rambam, either because he didn't think that the Gemara was talking only about Krovim, the Rambam speaks about Krovim Psulim, correct? Doesn't he? What? Let me say, the Eid Pasol could be either. I'm saying, what does the Rambam say? Eid Pasol. But he doesn't qualify. Right? So for the Rambam, it's kosh, it's either. Well, it's clearly, because he's saying Batim Pasol, Batim Lakul. Nimsa Echamim, Karov, right, opasol. So, maybe the Rambam didn't like that read. Maybe he didn't like that havamina even in Karov. But either way, you have to explain. So, what's asi lechlufe? I mean, everybody knows that, you know, the basic psulim are psulim. So the answer is, eda shabatla b'tasa batla kula. But, that was a havamina according to the Rambam. But that raises an interesting question. Like, do you say eda shabatla b'tasa batla kula in shtaros or only in eda salpeh? Right? So it's very interesting to note that, I mean, Rashi's assuming as a Dabar Pashut that, yeah, right? Rashi even said it in, Kaimelim is Sanhedrin, Afilim Eidim, Benim Tzachav and Karv Apostle, where they do some Batela. Right? Is it so Pashut? So there's another Makar, and that is the Gemara, the Tosefta, which is quoted in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Beis, Amud Beis. Which says what? Y'all see? Tosas quotes it here on the bottom of Yud Ches as well. But this big tosis, Omri la apostle, etc. Right? Behold the Tanya b'tosefta in the middle. U'maisla b'resh get pashut. Hoylo arba v'chamisha edim. This Gemara quotes it in Balbasra and Kufsamach Beis. But it's a tosefta. Hoylo arba v'chamisha edim. Chasumi malashtar. Okay, you have four or five edim ede chasima. V'nimsu shnayim arishonim krovim opsulim. Right? Tiskayim ha'edus b'shar. Kachi agirsa b'tosefta. Now, what is that? What is that? What does that sound like? Asher, what does that sound like? It sounds like there's no Eidah Shabbatla, but it's also Batla Kula, right, in Eidah Shabbashtar, correct? Now, if you continue with Tosis, it's clear, Tosis here, Tosis in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Beis, on the base, the Ramban here, the Ramban in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Beis. They give slightly, they say slightly different things, and the nuances are different. But we want to, you know, be mekatzer on this topic, right? So we're not going to, you know, discuss all that. But it's good, kedai to look at it, right? But in the end of the day, what they all say is, no, the Tosefta didn't mean that, right? It sounds like it, but it doesn't mean it. What it really means is, in one form or another, that we're tole, you know, when you find a karov or a puzzle in a shtar, you're tole that it was mishum kavod, milo bekrovim, that it wasn't l'shem edus. That's what Tosa says here. That's what, you know, Tosa says there. That's what Ramban said. They say it in different ways. It's important. Rambam also says it in different ways. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But, the Gaonim, you saw the Rabbeinu Yonah or not? Or I gave that, no? I did. Okay, good. Did I give the Rabbeinu Shronoi Gon also or not? In Otsar Gonim on Oskofayim? Yeah. If you get a chance, we're going to stop here in a minute, but let me just set up the point. The Gaonim, and it's also quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah and Bava Basra, Aliyah's Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes also Shitos that understood it, Kipshuto, the Tosefta. Right? And Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, is the one who jumps right in. He says, like, Maishna Edus Bichsav Edus Balper. Right? Well, why would there be a difference? Okay, but we spent a lot of time on discussing Edus Shabishtar. I just, you know, made a suggestion that the Rambam, that Rashi is limiting to Karov for a particular reason. Either way, according to Rashi, there's a very strange Havamina of the Gemara, you know, that maybe we would think that, you know, either Karov. Let's limit it. In the Chabbalah Chidusha, Rashi says Karov. Let's say it's only Karov, especially since that's easier to explain, even though it's still Mechudash. But, you know, if there are differences in who's a apostle, might there not be a difference in terms of Eidah Shabbatla, Mechudash, Batla Kula? So we'll discuss all this on Monday when we pick up with it. Reb Chaim, we already mentioned this, we saw it earlier, you know, in the year. You know, both in Perek Dalid, Hilchos Eidus Halacha Hei, right, in the Chibur, and in the stencils on Kuf Samech Hey Omed Aleph, actually has a very spirited, you know, presentation of why you might think that in Eidah Shabishar there's no Eidah Shabbatla Mitzvah Batla Kula. Right? And clearly, he doesn't mention it, but as I say, Rav Natronoi Gon, in the Otsar Gonim in Sanhedrin, and the Mepharshim quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah, they felt that way as well. Now, the Rambam doesn't hold that way in Dine Mamanis and Chosha Mishpat, because the Rambam and the Chosedus, we'll discuss all this on Monday, clearly paskins that the only reason there's no Eidah Shabbatla Mitzvah Batla Kula, according to this Tosefta and Gemara, is because of Tolin. Right? There's an umdara that, you know, probably they weren't miskaveing l'shem Eidahs. However, what I want to suggest, I'll tell you where we're going with this, is that maybe what the Rambam's telling us is, in Shar Shtaros, in Achanami, there's Eidah Shabbatla Mitzvah Batla Kula, all things being equal. As long as you get past the, you know, Tolin part, which is also a Din of Reish Lakish. Hakol Behepshir not, like Tosa says in the bottom here. However, maybe when it comes to Gittin, we don't say Eidah Shabbatla Mitzvah Batla Kula. That's where we draw the line. And again, this language of the Tosefta is, you know, this guy, Eidus Bashar, reminds us of the language in the exchange between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe in Makos, whether you're mechalik between Dina Mamanus and Dina Navashas. And the way that Rabbi Natronoigon says it, he says, oh, so Chokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, whether Dina Mamanus is Eidus Shabbatla, but also Batla Kula. And when it comes to Shtaros, there we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam holds, when it comes to Gittin, there we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But why Gittin? Why? What's the difference? That's what the Rambam is telling us, perhaps, in Perek Tes Halacha Chav Zayin. That the fact that Eidei Mesira is Ikar Beget is a different perspective in how even Eidei Chasima work in Gittin, right? And therefore, that affects even when you go the exclusive route of Eidei Chasima. In other words, the Ran is right that the Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are not comparable to the Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir, but not across the board for Rabbi Eliezer, but in Gittin, because in Gittin specifically, or maybe Kedushin will discuss that still, right? In Gittin, maybe v'chule, Eidei Mesira are Ikar, and that affects, you know, the way that, you know, what is the Ikar focus? Are they about the Mesira, the Ashvuyei Shtara, the Eidei Kiyum? And we'll try to bring all of this together. I'll just finish with one last note. I know I'm very late, but the Ramach, just to get it on the record, and we'll pick up with that also. Yossi, you have the Ramach? Just to highlight it again. The Ramach also read the Rambam the way we're reading it, not like the others. We'll discuss the other, the Nesivos. The Nesivos is like an in-between, so we'll get to it.
Yeah,
you have the Ramach? Go ahead.
Yeah,
B'shar Shtaros Chazina Behedya Milo B'krovim Kosher Lachtam L'chadchila, right? Gamach Akasa Shalok Shira Beget.
It doesn't make any sense there. But Adarabo, Edis Alpeh, Yishlan Lipsil Yoser, Parable Apostle, Moshe Pasuk of Alphas.
So this is a great line by the Ramach, right? Clearly the Ramach is reading the way this Rambam Kipshuto, the way we're reading it. He's saying, I don't understand. You're telling me that in Gittin, Dafka, there's no Edis Shabbat, Matasa, Batlakula, because Edim Mesira are Ikar? Eidei Mesira look a lot more like Eidus Alper than Eidei Chasima do. So wouldn't you think that the din of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, you know, if there's some question whether it's going to apply or not, would be a bigger problem, you know, if you hold Eidei Chasima Iker than if you hold Eidei Mesira Iker? Okay, so we'll get back to that, obviously. But what it does is, you know, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, like the It accents that there's something going, the undercurrent of all this is the nature of how Eidei Shtar work and how different they are than Eidim Eidus Alper, and whether that Gufa depends on Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Eliezer in Gittin as opposed to Shar Shtaros, if Eidim Asiras Dafka Ikar in Gittin. Okay, so we'll try to put all this. Yes, Hashem will continue. Sorry for the lateness. Probably one of the first to meet.